It's cloudy and 68 degrees in Nashville. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. Nashville's redevelopment of the city's East Bank has been years in the making. While the area is still largely a sea of concrete, WPLN Cynthia Abrams reports things are starting to get off the ground.
Hundreds gathered this week in a large, empty parking lot. Outfitted with shovels and confetti, city and project leaders celebrated the groundbreaking of the first residential building on the East Bank. That included developer Michael Fallon.
This is when the project stops becoming something that's on paper and starts becoming something that we're doing.
But this isn't all the city's newest neighborhood has had to toast to recently. Last month, TPAC released design plans for its new facility on the East Bank. Oracle looks ready to start building a new pedestrian bridge this summer, connecting its East Bank campus to Germantown. And last week, the NFL announced the new Nissan Stadium, a controversial taxpayer-subsidized facility, would host the 2030 Super Bowl. Nashville Mayor Freddie O'Connell said the stadium was intrinsically linked to the new neighborhood.
By 2030, this place will look a lot different than it does today. Not everything along the central waterfront will be finished, but there will be some important new neighbors to the stadium.
An open-to-the-public kickoff party for the residential building will be held on the East Bank this Saturday. Cynthia Abrams, WPLN News.
This week, Clarksville City Council had an intense discussion over a proposed 34% property tax increase for the next fiscal year. City officials say the new tax rate would bring the city to a structurally sound budget and provide adequate pay to police officers and firefighters. Some council members, like Brian Zacharias, think a 34% increase all at once is not the answer to the city's budget issues. But others, including Councilman Tim Chandler, indicate there isn't much choice. He says, quote, "It's time that we quit eating steak on a baloney budget." The city council will meet next Thursday to move discussions forward. Well, this week's rain seems to have helped. Middle Tennessee's drought has eased a bit. The area is now in moderate drought. According to the weekly Federal Monitor, it's been in severe and sometimes even extreme drought this spring. The change in status should come as no surprise after the near nonstop rain. WSMV reports that in the past week or so, Nashville got 3 inches. Typical for this time of year would be 1 inch of rain. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.